Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
At 6:54, bringing our friend from ESPN Milwaukee, Gabe Neitzel. Are you to the bottom of Kringlegate yet?
I have not gotten to the bottom of Kringlegate.
I've assigned you.
Yeah.
What had happened was, right here at the end of the show, when was it, Wednesday?
Yes.
Company-wide email goes out, hey, there's going to be Kringle upstairs in our common space or cafeteria. And I'm slightly ashamed to admit that actually brightened my mood.
Yeah. We look forward to it.
4 minutes later, actually, there's no Kringle.
Actually, there will not be Kringle.
Because we went to go unveil the Kringle, and it was not there. Apparently, somebody had placed it out on the counter overnight, I'm assuming to thaw, because a lot of times when you get the Kringle, it's frozen, and you want it to thaw out. And the Kringle was no longer present, which led to an email from the general manager, our market manager here of all the station, that ended with hashtag save the Kringle, asking the person or persons responsible to return the Kringle, which... At that point, I just assumed the Kringle was gone.
But we should point out, though, it wasn't just like one Kringle.
It was
like 10 sheets.
The box of 10.
Yeah. It was 10 Kringle.
But yeah, proceed.
10 Kringle. Three of which returned yesterday, anonymously, on a desk in our office. So three of the 10 were returned. Whatever happened to the other seven, probably pour one out for them because they're no longer with us.
And speaking of shame, regardless of my lack of knowledge over chain of custody, I still dipped into that Kringle.
Yeah, no, I did not. I'm not sorry. I saw it sitting there. I'm like, I don't know where this Kringle's been.
Pass.
I don't know where. I cannot confirm where this Kringle has been. I cannot trust it. I'm out.
Didn't care. Good for me.
Hey, look.
I got mine.
Look. You ended up winning. You're still here today.
Suffered no ill effects.
There's nothing wrong with you.
So does this story now come to a pleasant conclusion, or is there still investigation to be had? Do we find out ever?
I feel like we're in a three strikes you're out policy. This is the third time something's gone missing in this office in the last like 6 months, 7 months.
That's been returned too.
I don't think the gift card was returned. There was a $250 gift card that went missing out of somebody's desk. I do not believe that was returned. However, a pizza oven that was taken. Yes, a pizza oven that was part of a prize pack that me and Greg Matzik put together through our friends at Palermo's for a winner for a prize. A pizza oven went missing, but then was apparently returned.
Anonymously.
Yeah, anonymously returned.
So workplaces everywhere deal with this, right? The stuff in the fridge that goes missing.
Yeah.
Sure.
Or I had my salad dressing over at TMJ4 for a long time, like had this big jug of ranch. And then I'd come back and be like, I swear I shouldn't be this low on the ranch.
Sure. Well, here's the thing, though.
That happens at everybody's office.
Condiments in the refrigerator, unless you got a name on it, those tend to end up being for the entire office use.
I just started writing, this is poison on it.
Poison. Rat poison.
Eat it your own right. Rat poison.
Did that work? Did people stop using the ranch? Especially ranch in Wisconsin, man. Like, that's people.
How poisonous is it? I mean, I really need some ranch.
Hey, before you go, who wins Sunday?
The Colts.
No, don't say that.
Yeah, Malik Willis. Jen, I believe she shared with you yesterday, one of the scouting reports she dragged up was Malik Willis struggles with football. And unless they change the game they're playing at Lambeau Field on Sunday, that's not a good omen.
Oh, no.
How about Saturday? Bucky, any chance?
Roll Tide.
Oh, no.
Okay, great to see you.
Glad I could brighten your day.
Struggles with football.